You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, final segment, and we'll hand it over to the guys on Texans Training Camp Live, John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. We're in studio today. No Texans practice today. They're back at it tomorrow. They're at the Greenbrier next week, and Seth Payne and I will be out there at in West Virginia, keeping you up to speed on everything going on. Obviously, on the air, we'll be on the air, but you got to be following all the socials next week because we'll have all kinds of updates, and we'll be checking in with the other shows as well here, morning, noon, and night. So we're looking forward to that very much.
Follow us on TikTok. Since you mentioned socials, I do want to plug that. We're on TikTok now, folks.
Man.
You know, the world is changing, and Sports Radio is now on TikTok. So we want you to follow Sports Radio 610 on TikTok.
Is it just Sports Radio?
Yeah, Sports Radio 610.
Well, that's easy to remember.
We kept it very simple,
and
very easy.
I can remember that.
All of our social media platforms are Sports Radio 610. Except Twitch, which is 610 Houston, but everything else.
There you go.
Sports Radio 610.
There you go. And if anybody knows, it's this man to my left right here.
That's right.
Handles all that stuff.
I am admin.
I am admin,
yeah.
So NFL Network was out there yesterday at Texans training camp. They interviewed a handful of guys, including they did a sort of a combo interview with Nico Collins and Christian Kirk. And so we're going to play a cut from that. Both seem very happy to be playing alongside each other. Nico's been cycling through teammates here over the last few. Obviously, the first 2 years was just a complete revolving door. For Nico Collins' purposes, I don't even count 2021 and 2022 as part of the back of his football card.
Dude has seen some dark days around
here. He has. Some of these guys like Brevin Jordan and Titus Howard, I'm like, yeah, I've seen some things, man. But the last couple of years, you know, 2 years ago, it was Nico and Tank and, you know, probably what Robert Woods in there.
Yeah, Robert Woods, yeah.
Last year we knew it was supposed to be just over the moon with Nico and Tank and then Stephon Diggs coming here, and that in terms of all of them playing together at the same time didn't really come to fruition at all the way we thought it would. Now it's Nico with Christian Kirk being the vet, and then we'll see how these two rookies get mixed in. And then you got a bunch of guys that are fighting to make the team like Xavier Hutchinson and John Mechie, John Mechie's had a good couple of practices the last couple of days, so he's battling to make the team. But Nico and Christian Kirk are the two guys that, if I had to bet, are going to be the leading receivers on this team. It would be those two. They did a sort of a group interview yesterday with the NFL Network and talked about how happy they are to be playing alongside each other.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. You know, we know what CK brings to the team. You know, he's in the slide getting busy. You know, he made plays, man. It's an honor to have him part of the team. You know, I learn from him every single day. And so it's only right. We continue to grow, continue to learn from each other, and keep building.
And then for you, Christian, not only to get traded, but within the division, like, what was going through your mind when you heard you're leaving Jacksonville and now you're coming to a division rival in the Texans?
Yeah, I mean, I was just really excited for a new chapter and to join an organization like the Texans. Obviously, playing against these guys, playing against Nico, I got to watch real closely what they're able to do, and to be able to pair up with him and watch him work every single day, say it all the time, it makes a lot of sense of why he's been so successful the past couple years and why he's really one of the best at his position. And so I'm just honored to be able to be in the room now, be a part of this culture, and help take this thing to the next level.
I see the smile over there. You like what he's saying, huh?
My dog, man. Yeah. It means a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was, I mean, the two of them are there just, and it's great. They're teammates and they get along great and they feel like they're going to complement each other. I'm just watching this. Like, Nico is an elite receiver in this league. He's, yes, in my opinion, a top five wide receiver in the sport right now. Christian Kirk's really good. Got a nice big contract a few years ago, and he's a really good football player. I'm just watching these two. I'm like, man, how, like, we've been pretty diva-proof at the wide receiver position historically. Like, we even got a version of Stephon Diggs that wasn't a diva version.
That's why it was such an outlier.
It's in the water here, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins, I think, kind of, you know, the level of quarterback play he had for most of his careers could have really lashed out like a lot of receivers do, and
well,
he didn't.
Well, think about the Stephon Diggs point. They incentivized non-divaness in the way that they acquired him,
that's
right?
A good point, B.
Like,
Scott,
they,
yeah,
they trade for him, and then they guarantee that year, you know, so give him more money up front, but then make him a free agent with an opportunity to make more money after the year.
Right, they
so
kinda,
be on your best behavior
kinda,
type of scenario.
They kind of diva-proofed him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I said disincentivized divaness, but yeah, that diva-proofed is a more efficient way of saying
it's like
it.
Like rush-proofing.
It's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
So they either acquire non-diva receivers, or in the rare cases in which they do, they diva-proof them.
You know,
and then send them on their diva way, because yeah, what did he do after? As soon as he left.
Oh, he's on a boat.
He linked up with Cardi B,
passing out bags of pink powder to a bunch of I don't know,
whoever's
models, OnlyFans. I have no idea who they
were. I mean,
everyone
who's attractive is a model now. That's the beautiful thing about this era. It's like you don't have to actually being a model used to be a profession.
Right.
Now you just simply have to look good and be able to work a camera.
Look good and put stuff up on social. It's the same way. Like that's. If you just want to put some audio out there, all of a sudden you're a broadcaster.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's it, man.
Look good, keep your phone charged, and you're a model.
And you're a model. Yep. You're a broadcaster.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know the irony of this whole thing, this whole diva thing, is that as I go through the litany of, I mean, the Texans haven't had many great receivers in their history. Like, it was Andre Johnson. You know, they've had, like, you know, Kevin Walter was a good number two for a number of years. So I'm not, like, diminishing guys, like, the careers they had.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, Pro Bowl caliber, potentially elite-level receivers.
Yeah, it's Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, and then this guy,
And then Nico Collins. And if I had to just talk about guys that maybe kind of had a sniff of that or maybe made a Pro Bowl somewhere else, ironically, the guy who's probably been the biggest diva out of all of them was Brandon Cooks, who was brought in here specifically to not be a diva.
Yeah.
He was a hand-picked Easterby guy.
But to be fair, it didn't seem like he became a diva until the very, very end.
Right, but he ultimately was.
Yeah, on his way out.
I'm not going to be part of a rebuild. After getting an extension. After getting
That's
a two-year, $36 million extension, now I'm not going to be part of a rebuild. You knew who you were signing. This is why I get mad at Trey Hendrickson. Holding out and agitating and this and that. Like, man, you knew what team you were signing with. The Bengals, you signed with them the one off season they decided to splurge. You know, they got it. They happened to hit a scratch off that off season that they could go spend on you and DJ Reader and Mike Hilton. But no pun intended, a tiger doesn't change his stripes here.
Right. Yeah.
They're ultimately
literally
still
in this case
very cheap franchise. Yeah. Like Brandon Cooks, you signed that contract with Davis Mills as your starting quarterback. Like, where did you think this thing was going?
Yeah, no, I mean, all of that.
Sorry, Davis, I didn't mean to have a drive-by on you there, but it was what it was back then.
All of that being fair, but at the same time, we got to remember how we talked about that team. Like, Brandon Cooks, diva at the end, we all agree.
Yeah.
But that was also the team that where Brandon Cooks was one of the few players' jerseys that you might buy. Like, Brandon Cooks, Laramie Tunsil, early Derek Stingley days, eventually, yeah. I guess. Because that's, yeah.
2022. Yeah, because he was on the team in 2022.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I mean, he was on the team before that. So, 2021,
made,
I mean.
He made plays in that game that got them the second overall pick.
That's right.
He converted a 4th-and-13. Like, Brandon Cooks had one of his best games as a Texan in the one game that most Texan fans didn't want them to win. And then, as it turned out, winning was the absolutely right thing to do in that situation.
It's just wild that the Texans had created an environment that would make a diva-type Brandon Cooks. Because he was that to the team. Like, he was the number one guy, and inexplicably their best player, their best offensive weapon.
Hey, remember earlier in the show? Hey, remember 30 minutes ago when we were playing clips from the loquacious C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Yes.
And you were talking about, like, hey, man, just ask a guy a question, just see if, get him talking, see what he'll say, because he'll just keep talking and talking and talking. I know who the opposite of that is on the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
As we're getting ready to head out here in a minute or so. This is Cade Stover being asked what he did this summer.
Let's go back to the farm, feed cows, work out, catch football, and do it again next day probably.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
It sounds like a hell of a life, man.
Good talk. You're right? Like, that seems like that's how you did a conversation with, hey, good talk.
Do you think that Cade Stover has ever been on a vacation? That's my question. Like, if anything, you're going to want to take like a week to clear your head, it's being an NFL football player.
I'm sure he's been on a vacation. I'm just curious on what his vacation version of vacation looks like.
Has he been on a vacation outside the state of Ohio?
I could see it, but couldn't you see him as like somebody that works on a vacation? Like does things that feels like labor?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could see him finding farms where he goes on vacation and offering to help out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, no, he hasn't. Because that don't sound like vacation.
Not my kind of vacation.
Exactly.
His kind of vacation.
There you go.
B. Scott, appreciate you, my man.
Always fun, man.
Yeah,
always fun.
Appreciate you. That's Brandon Scott. Seth Payne back in tomorrow. We'll be back out at Texans training camp tomorrow as well. Texans training camp live is coming up next. In the loop after that. Followed by The Drive, followed by Area 45. I say all that to say keep it tuned to Sports Radio 610 all day long.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.